An Errant Witch. Witchkin Chronicles Book 3. Written by E.M. Graham. Narrated by Madison, an AI voice. 1. This was how condemned men must feel in the moments before sentencing, each second slowly ticking towards the death of hope, and right now hope was all I had left to cling to. How could it still be pitch black outside? This night was never ending, as dark outside now as it had been since my flight landed in Scotland and I'd been whisked off to this hilltop castle. Still the same night then, but surely dawn would come soon. Unless the kin had magic time itself. We were in a huge room in the bowels of Inverness Castle, the fortress in the middle of town, high on a hill overlooking the entire river valley. Cold stone walls surrounded us, softened only by the burning sconces set at regular intervals whose light did not reach up to the mullioned windows far above our heads. The only furnishings were rows of hard oak benches like pews, empty now save for me, and Hugh across the aisle. At the front of the room and above us, the row of witch-kin elders perched like a line of crows on a telephone wire, casting their beady eyes all over me to check that they hadn't left any morsels to pick out of my tender flesh. I couldn't meet their eyes now, didn't want to see the judgment there, needing to hold on to my magic even for a few minutes longer. Johanna, the chief elder, stood to deliver, and finally I had to lift my face. I couldn't decipher her expression as she looked in my direction, sorrowful, or perhaps that was regret in her eyes. This was not good. "Dara Martin," she began, then paused. Hugh had explained the two possible outcomes of this inquiry. The worst decision for me. I would be declaimed as an errant witch, and the elders would bind my power, making me forget everything magical. A painful process for all involved, but afterwards I would head back home and resume a normal life as if nothing had happened. The best decision for me would see them forgiving my trespasses against the kin, recognizing my immense natural power despite being a half-blood, and allowing me to study under Hugh and become a productive member of their society. But that didn't look like a possibility from where I was sitting, right at this minute. Everything they had asked about, I told them in painstaking detail. About Willem the Sorcerer, and how he'd used my power to do his awful deeds, and how Bryn the Elf had escaped Alt because of me, and even how I'd misrepresented myself to the Dwarf Council and offered the bribe of fairy gold to them. Surely they could see that not everything was my fault. The one thing they didn't ask about was the medallion which spoke my mother's name. They didn't ask because they didn't know about it, and I didn't mention it because that was mine and mine alone. In hindsight, yes, maybe I should have, and it might have saved a bunch of hassle, but that's what hindsight is all about. She gathered her robes about her and pointed her sharp nose in my direction. This witch was petite in stature, yet everyone in the room deferred to her. She continued on in Gaelic, of which I understood not a word. Most of the trial had been conducted in this ancient language, except for my direct questioning. I looked over at Hugh, my protector, my friend, the only person who believed in me. He too wore a black robe and stood straight and tall and calm with his natural kin self-assurance, only his whitened knuckles showed his stress. The kin ruled all things magic. It would have done me no good to attempt to run from them, because with their worldwide networks they'd have found me wherever I hid. By submitting gracefully to their inquiry, I at least had a fighting chance to represent myself. The alternative was too horrible to think about, so I forced my face toward them and bit my lip to stop the quiver. My dream was to study and become a magic worker, no, not like them up there. These witch kin used their power for their own ends and to rule the